The first work week of 2016 started off on a wintry note with a blast of cold air on Monday and Tuesday. Then temperatures moderated quite nicely through the middle to late part of the week, and this afternoon we're running mainly in the 30s to right around 40 degrees. We've seen clouds mix with the clear sky through the day, and we will see those clouds continue to thicken and lower moving into tonight as a warm front moves closer to the area. And with that approaching warm front and lowering clouds, we do have some precipitation in the forecast. There's nothing particularly heavy in terms of the moisture content or the precipitation amounts, but just a little light wintry mix is set to come through the area tonight into early tomorrow. A light accumulation of snow and sleet will be possible, especially north of the capital region, and some pockets of icing are possible, especially from the capital region on south, and it's often these kind of small events with not much moisture that can cause some treacherous travel conditions and major headaches on the road. So if you do have plans tonight, especially after, say, mid-evening, do be aware that there's the potential for some slippery travel through our area, and portions of the region are under a winter weather advisory through the night. Moving into the morning, still some light icing or wintry mixed conditions will be possible. Then as the day moves along, temperatures will warm up enough that most areas will go into a melting phase as temperatures climb close to 40. Some pockets of drizzle or showers are likely into the afternoon, though a lot of the day will just be gray but free of any precipitation. The main event in terms of precipitation comes on Sunday as a storm system pushes through the northeast with pockets of moderate to heavy rain. We're looking at a region-wide average of 1 to 2 inches of rain late Saturday night through Sunday afternoon. And with that push of rain, there's also going to be some warmer temperatures. We will warm into the 40s and 50s on Sunday, and it will be quite windy. Wind gusts at times could reach up over 40 miles per hour, so we'll have to be aware that there may be at least some isolated areas of damage due to wind on Sunday. Then it turns brisk and cooler as we head into early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light mix during the morning, and showers or drizzle during the afternoon, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light mix during the morning, and showers or drizzle by afternoon, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle, with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some icy spots early, and a chance of drizzle, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of a light wintry mix, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of a light mix early, then showers or drizzle by afternoon, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, periods of rain likely, windy and mild, with highs in the 40s and 50s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with a chance of snow showers and squalls, windy and colder, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.